Welcome to the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope, enjoying peace in His presence. If drawing nearer to Jesus is the longing of your heart, then listen. Bring to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your thoughts, feelings, and concerns in this very hour where He meets you. We hope you'll be encouraged through this quiet time of worship, music, and words of comfort and hope. Listen now as you seek Him.
Keep your eyes on me. Waves of adversity are washing over you, and you feel tempted to give up. As your circumstances consume more and more of your attention, you are losing sight of me. Yet I am with you always, holding you by your right hand. I am fully aware of your situation, and I will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. Your gravest danger is worrying about tomorrow. If you try to carry tomorrow's burdens today, you will stagger under the load and eventually fall flat. You must discipline yourself to live within the boundaries of today. It is in the present moment that I walk close to you, helping you carry your burdens. Keep your focus on my presence in the present.
I need you to soften my heart and break me apart. I need you to open my eyes and see that you're shaping my life. All I am, I surrender. You need faith to trust what you
you.
This is the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope. Draw close to the one who understands you perfectly and loves you eternally.
Stop judging and evaluating yourself, for this is not your role. Above all, stop comparing yourself with other people. This produces feelings of pride or inferiority, sometimes a mixture of both. I lead each of my children along a path that is uniquely tailor-made for him or her. Comparing is not only wrong, it is also meaningless. Don't look for affirmation in the wrong places, your own evaluations or those of other people. The only source of real affirmation is my unconditional love. Many believers perceive me as an unpleasable judge, angrily searching out their faults and failures. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I died for your sins, so that I might clothe you in my garments of salvation. This is how I see you, radiant in my robe of righteousness. When I discipline you, it is never in anger or disgust. It is to prepare you for face-to-face fellowship with me throughout all eternity. Immerse yourself in my loving presence. Be receptive to my affirmation, which flows continually from the throne of grace.
Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Joy our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Carried by your constant grace, held within your perfect peace. Never once, no, we never walk alone. Never once did we ever walk alone. Every step we are breathing in your grace.
Thank you for joining us here on the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope, enjoying peace in His presence.
You are on the right path. Listen more to me and less to your doubts. I am leading you along the way I designed just for you. Therefore, it is a lonely way, humanly speaking, but I go before you as well as alongside you, so you are never alone. Do not expect anyone to understand fully my ways with you, any more than you can comprehend my dealings with others. I am revealing to you the path of life day by day and moment by moment. As I said to my disciple Peter, so I repeat to you, follow me.
We're heaven's born creations, His pride and adoration, treasures woven by His love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within His promise of calling in of destiny.
His kindness overwhelming and hope for me.
You're listening to the Jesus Calling Hour of Hope. Music and words of encouragement, comfort, and reassurance of our Savior's unending love. Jesus Calling was written to help people connect not only with Jesus, the living Word, but also with the Bible, the only infallible, inerrant Word of God. We'd like to invite you to share your story of how the Jesus Calling books have impacted your faith walk. To record your message, call our special Jesus Calling testimonial line at 719-425-9750. That's 719-425-9750. And we'll have more after this short break.
This is Live Empowered with Kelly Latta, a daily encouragement to find life and love in the pursuit of Jesus. Here's Kelly.
Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus promised us that another would come to guide his church, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus kept his promise. He hasn't left us alone. When we commit to follow him, he makes his home in us as the Counselor, the Spirit of Truth. John chapter 16 tells us, "But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He'll speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." That's who the Holy Spirit is. Thanks to the Counselor, we have no need to fear or doubt. God is with all of us, just as Christ promised.
You can receive encouragement and teaching from Kelly with her Word on Wednesday, delivered to your email each week. Visit kellylottaministries.org.
Jesus Calling has touched millions of lives since it came out over 10 years ago. The stories of those who find strength and encouragement within the pages of Jesus Calling are endless. Now, there is a way to read and hear these stories of faith. Each month, the JesusCalling.com blog features written articles and audio podcasts that tell individual stories of joy, tragedy, healing, and courage. You'll hear about the mission of a 29-year-old teacher who is making a cross-country cycling trip across America and taking Jesus Calling to give to as many people as he can along the way. You'll also hear a little from Grammy Award-winning musician Charlie Daniels about his faith walk and how he relies on Jesus Calling to bring encouragement to each day. These stories will inspire you, uplift you, and help you as you relate to the everyday faith of Jesus Calling readers around the world. These powerful stories are available at JesusCalling.com/blog.